And now it's time for My Job Rocks, a weekly segment where we talk to you about your unique or interesting job. On last week's program, we spoke with a professional organizer about getting paid to conquer the clutter in other people's homes. This week, we're speaking with a man whose job literally is to rock. Tony Barker is a professional musician in Abilene, Texas. Tony, welcome to My Job Rocks.
Thank you for having me.
Tony, tell me about your job.
My job is to play and engage people. The product specifically that I sell is a connection between people. When I start something familiar, like Cats in the Cradle or Sweet Home Alabama, there's a connection between me and 30 other people that doesn't normally happen. So I sell that. I play in bars and private parties and different stages and festivals and events, and just try to put the songs that I write in context with something that people are familiar with.
Mm. And Tony, what do you play?
Primarily acoustic guitar, but I also play keyboard, mandolin, spoons, whatever's handy.
Are you writing your own music, or are you playing mostly covers? What's the approach?
Absolutely, I write my own music. That's mostly what I do. I play covers, and I consider that my day job, to get people into the familiar, we're all on the same page thing, and then I can pull out something that I've written, and hopefully they can relate to that.
Tony Barker, let me ask you, as a musician who does a lot of his own stuff but will do covers as his day job, as you said, what type of money is in this business for you?
I'm about to find out. I go into the studio Monday and record my first solo project, and my business plan takes a decided leap upward there, one could hope. Right now, I'm making bills and kind of scratching out a subsistence-level living, and once I have a product that I can sell in addition to what the bar is willing to pay me, then I can perhaps move forward faster.
Tony, what's been your best gig over the years?
Oh, best gig over the years. I was able to play a show inside a planetarium here in Abilene as a part of the Abilene Acoustic Music Association, of which I'm an officer. I did play keyboards for the Coasters, the guys that wrote Charlie Brown and that sort of stuff. And I guess the best gig was just this past Saturday at the Erinshire Folk Festival. I got to do a set of all original material, nothing but originals. And it was well received, and that connection that I am kind of addicted to was there and prominent and prevalent.
The comedian Jeff Foxworthy told us about having to do stand-up for a kid's birthday party at one point early in his career. They were roller skating, and they threw shrimp at him, as I recall. On that note, what has been your worst gig, Tony?
The worst gig? I have a few stories that are similar to Mr. Foxworthy, but there's been a few technical glitches. I jumped out in the middle of a giant show band, and for some reason my guitar cord turned my master volume all the way down. So at a very pivotal Johnny B. Good moment, I looked like an absolute dork.
We celebrate those. A great time to learn, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
When did you first pick up a guitar?
Well, I was 6 years old, and my dad was in the military, and I remember him going on an extended tour of duty in Korea, and he took his guitar from the top shelf and put it down on the bottom and said, "Don't touch that," and then he went away for a year. I've been playing pretty much since the day after that.
Wow. Tony, when you perform, what is the most requested song these days, if maybe you're at a wedding or some sort?
The most requested song is still the old standard Sweet Home Alabama, and I consider it a successful gig if I can get through an entire night without playing that one, having played it every day since it was a hit.
Even in Texas?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Being a professional musician really sounds like running your own small company when I think about it. Tony, how about a few lessons for other aspiring entrepreneurs? What have you learned?
Don't sleep as long as you want to, work harder than you think you have to, and believe in what you do.
I wish every CEO were as succinct. Very well put. To close, Tony Barker, how about favoring us with a sample of some of your music? My producers have tipped me off that you might have prepared something for the Motley Fool listening audience.
Absolutely. I modified one of my own originals. Here's a brief snippet for the Motley Fool. My job rocks. and my money grows. 'Cause I listen to the fool on the radio. I once was dumb, but now I know about how to research and diversify my portfolio. 'Cause them interest rates are rising and my gas tank's in the red, and some new fool is taking over the Fed. And my Kodak stock got kicked in the head.
Tony Barker is a professional musician in Abilene, Texas. You can learn more about him at TonyBarkerMusic.com. And coming out of this segment, you're going to hear one of Tony's instrumental songs. Tony Barker, thanks for joining us on My Job Rocks.
Thank you very much for having me. It was an honor and a pleasure.
Do you have a unique job? Or perhaps you have an interesting approach to a not-so-unusual job? Either way, we want to hear from you. To be featured on My Job Rocks on the Motley Fool Radio Show, give us a call at 866-NPR-FOOL. That's 866-NPR-FOOL.